On the 10th anniversary of 9/11, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is organizing a nationwide blood donation campaign, Muslims for Life, to reiterate the message that Islam values the sanctity of life. Dr. Hamid Naseem, professor of electrical engineering at the University of Arkansas and the president of the Tulsa chapter of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, says Muslims for Life is the latest in a series of three campaigns initiated by the community.
We started out as Muslims for Peace campaign, which then there was another campaign that followed. It was called Muslims for Loyalty campaign. Obviously, this is 10th anniversary of an event which gave Islam a bad name. Not because Islam actually taught this, but because some people use the name of Islam, in our view, to deliberately malign Islam. All of other Muslims, and it is the 99.99%, I can assure, who are good-hearted people, they are to give life. And that's the message that in a blood drive comes out, that we are there to save lives. And the campaign that our community had started in Washington area is to save 30,000 lives at this anniversary by collecting 10,000 units of blood.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a Muslim nation that was founded in India in 1889 by their Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, in a place called Qadiya. It is one of the leading Islamic organizations to reject terrorism in any form and continues to be an advocate for universal human rights and protections for religious and other minorities. It has had a presence in the United States since the 1920s and is headquartered in Silver Springs, Maryland. For the purpose of the Muslims for Life campaign, the community is partnering with a number of local organizations.
We are partnering with the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. And they are the people who actually supply blood to a large region here, including Missouri and the neighboring states as well, to the hospitals. So they are the ones who are going to come to campus. And Al-Islam Student Association, as well as Muslims for Life campaign of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, are partnering with them, as well as the university. So we have been now picked up by the university as part of their efforts and programs for the 9/11 anniversary events.
The campaign will be held between September 6th and 8th on the University of Arkansas campus. On the first 2 days, the blood donation drive will be organized in the parking lot 67 in front of the Hyper building from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
So people can drive up there from the city if they would like to. We would make sure that they have a spot to park their car. And it will be in the blood mobile, which is air conditioned, so they don't have to worry about heat and so on. And they will be able to donate blood. We are trying to fix up time, so we are trying to schedule it such that not everybody shows up at the same time.
On September 8th, the blood donation drive will be held in Yoakum Hall during the same time. Dr. Naseem hopes the drive will see as many as 300 people donating blood over the three-day period. He says people can also help by volunteering at the event and getting the word out. He also hopes the event will help dispel any myths about Islam and bring people from all religions together to spread the message of peace and love.
I think this is a very good gesture. Hatred does not cease by hatred. Hatred ceases by loving. So I think we want to show that it is the loving part of us that will remove misunderstandings and bring about harmony amongst people. If we don't know each other, we have fears. So I think that if we work together, if we volunteer, if we pass information, all these things help to reduce tension among people and reduce misunderstandings.
More information about the Muslims for Life campaign is available on muslimsforlife.org. You can also call 479-409-3247 for information on the campaign or volunteering opportunities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.